Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel.
That's why we see a $40 billion industry that is growing, according to investment firms, but it's growing as participation is going down. What does that tell us? It tells us that they are jacking up prices and that they are solely focused on profit. And so when, Representative, you talk about community-based programs, we need that because we need programs that are focused on the growth of the children and accessibility, not programs that are focused on profit.
Yes, youth sports is an industry, and it's a booming industry. You hear me talk about my four kids, two of which are in three of them now, in active sports. We coach, they play, we're running all over the place, but the industry part of it has got me scratching my head. I want to talk to our friend Brian Kilmeade about youth sports, co-anchor of Fox and Friends, host of One Nation with Brian Kilmeade, and of course, the Brian Kilmeade Show that leads into our show every day. Brian, Merry Christmas to you. Thanks for spending some time with us today.
What's going on? How you doing?
We're doing okay. I wanted to talk to you about youth sports. I saw this story kind of boiling up here recently with Katherine Van Dyke's testimony there. You've spent quite some time playing sports and also coaching sports. Is that correct?
Yeah, and I did a feature on it on Sunday night with Craig Carton, who's a WFAN host, and he's a big coach here, based off that subcommittee hearing last week. And, I mean, prices, the money it's costing, it's up 40% since the pandemic. But yet, yes, less kids are playing, which is crazy.
Yeah. My son is a baseball player. He plays travel ball a little bit. It's not super crazy travel ball. But there's one thing I've noticed. He's going to be 16 in a couple days. The older kids get in travel ball, the more likely that those kids are lastborns or onlyborns. And to me, it's the families who can afford it or who have the time to do it. And everybody else kind of gets priced out. What do you think is, like, what direction is this taking youth sports today?
Well, I'll tell you what, if 70% of the country is living paycheck to paycheck, and then you'll do anything for your kids, a lot of people are saying, hey, you know what, I don't want them to miss out on their friends. I don't want to miss the opportunity. I think I want to see if they can get a scholarship. So, you know, I'm wondering, you know, people just find a way. They would put it on credit cards or whatever they have to do to keep pace.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, if it was my family, I'd have to quit. If they told me I need $5,000 for a season, they would laugh. We were paying $75 for just a register, and that was a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, I mean, those numbers, it's thousands of dollars a season to participate, basketball, hockey, baseball, soccer, all these different things. Is it changed since you were coaching? Like, even in that amount of time that the prices have gone up, the expectations are through the roof?
Yeah, I think it's for, just in the last 5 years, I think there's all these academies, these ML, like, for example, with soccer. These MLS teams all have academies. They want to make money off their youth. Now, you would think they have to be the best of the best, but now they'll go, okay, you would like to be a part of the academy, the Red Bulls, the DC United, San Jose Earthquakes, whatever it is. So you're part of that, but you realize that it's not so much it's an elite. It's they want a lot of money. And if you have an opportunity to go do that and play with a pro team umbrella, you go do it. As opposed to the prodigy like David Beckham, who was found at 9 years old, and they put him with Manchester United, and they actually had him go to school there because he was a prodigy. Now they have all these kids as if they have that type of talent, and I think it's delusional.
Yeah,
it's a great word for it. Another thing I've noticed across sports, volleyball too, my daughter plays volleyball, is that you can have these, that there's a ton of clubs that you can participate in. They usually have at each age level, like the premier team, you know, premier, elite, yeah, whatever. But they also, they have infinite teams that they will fill. If you're willing to write the check, you can play with this club. They'll call it Elite or Futures or Stars or whatever. But it's just a different name, because if your check cashes, they'll take your money. Is there any sort of regulation that needs to be involved in this? Or how do we solve this problem?
I saw some of the remedies. And one of the remedies was, you know, you could put more of these recreational leagues that's associated with the town. As soon as you put like an individual in front of it, they're going to look to make money. But also, if you could expand the amount of public school teams. So, for example, if soccer had two seasons, instead of going to club, you stay with the school. Maybe you put fifth and sixth graders get to play for the school, because this way they don't have to go into the general population and play for a lacrosse club or a field hockey club or a soccer club. But you could build it into the school. You could build some more money for some coaches. The fields are free. The travel would be free. The school knows exactly where you are. You can get uniforms for free. You know, be filled, you know, be with your tax dollars. But that would make it affordable, and see what kids emerge. And they have that camaraderie.
Yeah. I've seen it too in baseball a lot. There's like a transfer portal for 10-year-olds. Because if you're halfway through your baseball season and you're not playing middle infield and you're not hitting two or three, just go to another team. What do you think this is doing to the fun? You only get to have fun. You know, your job as a kid is to have fun playing sports. And then it gets more serious with each age that you go through. But what's this doing to the sport for kids who are... they hate it by the time they get to high school.
The thing is, I always loved like rivalries. You lose a division, you know, the next year you got to get them back, and then you hope to meet them in a cup game, and you just lose that because every team changes, clubs collapse, you keep moving on, you feel as if your team's 500 and you're paying for a trainer. I don't want to be left behind, so I'm going to move on to another team, and supposedly a new division that's going to be even better than that. And then if you're paying, a lot of times they don't play you. Imagine being 13 years old, you'll travel with the team, and they don't play you at all. I mean, I had a couple of friends that kids, went, they went to Canada. They go on a tournament in Canada. They don't play a minute. So they flew up there, go to the hotel. They warm up with the team. They don't play at all.
And then, you know, then it becomes a mental health issue, not just a sports issue for these kids. Brian Kilmeade speaking with us right now. You know him, of course. He's all over Fox News and his show, One Nation with Brian Kilmeade. I want to ask you about advice you have for parents. Like, what's the smart way to navigate the culture? Because the system is right now the way it is. So you don't want to let your kid get left behind. Where's the focus got to be?
Well, number one, I guess every town is different. Every city is different. I mean, St. Louis is a soccer capital, too. Yeah. But for me, I would just make it a place that you could do it affordable, that doesn't involve a lot of travel, that if the kid is really, really enterprising and really wants to play in the next team, but if not, keep them with their friends as long as possible and get them started early. I talk to other parents about staying together. I also, to keep teams together, I always would try to plan stuff after. So they go to practice, they play their 45 minutes, and they know they're going to get pizza afterwards. They know they're going to go for ice cream afterwards because it's friends hanging out after. Then, hey, this friend goes over to this friend's house after practice. They become your friends, and you like kids with a direction and athleticism, you know, who want to participate in things. So I always thought that was the most positive experience. Then when they get to 12, 13, try not to be that parent that pushes their kid off a team to get on a better team. And hopefully you stay with a group of kids that want to be together. And then they tell their parents that. But for the most part, I'm watching these kids just keep changing until they're 17. And they're like, you know, I'm burnt out from this sport. I didn't even want to play in college.
Totally. That's 100% it. And if you think about, like, I played sports through my senior year of high school, didn't do anything in college, but my memories that I have from competing are about the people I was with, the places we went. It's not all just about the sport and my personal accomplishments. And I feel like we're stealing that away from our kids in this
version.
No
doubt about it.
Yeah.
The teammates, like, I think you should know divisions. I think you should have wins and losses. But I also think the whole team should be a part of a team. The thing that's de-emphasized is all team. I want my personal development. I want to be with this better coach. I want to be with this better situation. I want better competition. Well, what about your teammates? You know, you knew that your left back was not fast, but was really smart. You knew that the center back was great in the air, but wasn't great at, had slow feet, so you'd compensate. Those are the things that you learn about teammates. But now, if that person's not good in the air and that person has slow feet, they got a new player next week. And that's not what you should be doing at 12 and 13 years old. I don't think you should be doing it in college. I think there should be one transfer in college. And if not, you just develop, even if it takes you 3 years to be great. Wait 3 years instead of like, well, I didn't play a lot, I'm going to transfer to a new school. So it's really become a bunch of mercenaries. It's taking the fun out of it.
Yeah, I completely agree. We're listening to Brian Kilmeade here on the Annie Fry Show. Before we let you go, we appreciate your time today, Brian. I just want your thoughts on 2026. 2025 saw the return of Donald Trump to office, but 2026 is going to be a prove it year for the Trump administration. You think they're going to be able to win the American people back, specifically on the affordability, the economic issues?
I think the program's...
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
They're in place. They're market-oriented. I think that he's going to be coming together with trade deals, hopefully with India, and the USMCA gets revisited. So we have some certainty with our neighbors, and we start bringing in some of these trade deals. The tariffs become de-emphasized. They were there really to bring industry home. Hopefully that begins to happen. But the other stuff just being built in, the lack of lack of red tape, I really feel as though they're setting America up to be successful. But I am tired of the complaining. Everyone's like, well, this economy's not good for me. Well, go change it. I know politicians can't afford to say that, but I do get tired of the whining. And I do think that people got to take some responsibility for themselves, because our economy, you want to create opportunities, but you also have to create opportunities for yourself. And, you know, it's up to you to figure out how to work into AI. It's up to you to figure out, you know, if you rather work with your hands or go to college. And then once you work with your hands, there's going to be a ton of jobs. If you're not good at that, go to college. But when you go to college, pick a major that you want to work in or that has opportunities. All this stuff about, we got to learn to just take responsibility for our decisions and stop blaming people. And I hope that comes across this year.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting for sure to see some of these policies actually get in place, and a lot of tax return discussion and deregulation that has taken place. It will be a wild one. We'll follow you everywhere you go on the radio here leading into this show, and of course, all over Fox News. Thanks for fitting us into your Christmas week schedule. We appreciate it.
Yeah, have a great Christmas. Thanks so much, guys. Yep. Take care.
Merry Christmas. Brian Kilmeade, always great to speak with you. Co-anchor of Fox and Friends, host of One Nation with Brian Kilmeade. I was really glad that he covered that story regarding youth sports. Of course, I talk about it a lot here. As active as my family is in youth sports, baseball is the only club that we've participated in with my son. And that's mostly because that's kind of the, well, I will add that while he played club baseball last summer and fall, my son also played in a rec league over the summer, and it was so fun. And to the extent where we had, my daughter would make, the people on the show here know about her Num Num cookies that she makes. These gigantic chocolate chip cookies, and they're so delicious. And we tried to, my husband tried very hard for the recreational league that he was coaching. And it's high school kids. He's like, let's make this as fun as Little League was. Obviously, you're competing. Obviously, you're trying to win. It is rec league. Let's treat it as such so that these boys have fun every time they come to the field. They're young men, really, and want to come back again. And it was a success. They had an MVC. So my husband awarded a cookie to the best high school player at the rec league. Like, you take it so far that it's fun to be fun again. And boy, I would say travel sports, club sports is sucking the life out of fun, out of the childhood. You don't get that back. Once that's gone, once childhood is over, that's toast. You don't get to go back and relive those moments. And so much of youth sports right now has become commercial industry at the expense of, oh my gosh, the most precious thing that exists, childhood. Got to do something about it. And Brian Kilmeade was covering it. Just wanted to give him a chance to talk here for you about that specific issue. Love to talk to Brian Kilmeade. All right, quick break. More of your feedback coming in on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. In 2026, how would you like the Annie Fry Show to evolve? Do you want to hear more political discussion, more cultural discussion? Do you want more lighthearted fun, or you just want to keep it the way it is? We'd love to have your feedback today here on the Annie Fry Show. We've got one more show together here in studio before Christmas hits. Give us some feedback. The good, the bad, and the ugly. We can handle it all. We'll be right back.
You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile. You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.